لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. احکام طہارت پڑھ رہے تھے اور وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی رولنگز اباؤٹ طہارت اینڈ کلینلینس اسلامک کلینلینس اینڈ وی آلریڈی ڈسکس دوز آف دا تھنگس دیٹ نیڈ ٹو بی کلینڈ ان اسلام ود ون واش اینڈ دوز آف دا تھنگس دیٹ نیڈس ٹو بی کلینڈ ان اسلام ود two washings, and then is the term of talking about things which three washings, and those are the things that need to be cleaned in Islam with seven washings. And those are the things that need to be cleaned with one with the soil, rubbing, and after that twice with water washing. So these are the two which were remaining. Now let's go to the seven wash. The seven wash is basically any bowl or dish which a pig licks, or drinks any liquid from it. Any bowl or plate where you find a pig drinks any liquid thing from that plate, or just licks that plate, that means the saliva of a pig touches that bowl or plate, that has to be washed seven times in Islam. It requires seven washings. And that's the only thing basically that requires seven washings. So now let's go to the last one which is remaining in this series, which is washing with soil. One, first we will do the soil rubbing. And we rub the clean tahir and pak, Islamically clean soil on that, on few things. First of all, any bowl or dish licked by a dog. You find any plate or dish or bowl that a dog licks, this will fall in this category. Any bowl or dish from which a dog drinks any liquid. If there is some water in a dish or in a plate or in a bowl and the dog drinks that water, that has to be washed, clean, Islamically clean, in this same procedure. This is according to Ihtiyat-e Wajib. Ihtiyat-e Wujubi. Ihtiyat-e Wajib. Or basically the third one is any bowl or dish which has where dog saliva falls. So basically these are the three, it's all written by the dog. Anything that dog licks or the saliva falls on it or drinks any liquid from that bowl or dish, all these dog related cases where any liquid is involved, including his own saliva, this has to be washed in this procedure, that you have to first rub it with clean, Islamically clean soil. Once you take the soil and rub over it, and after you rub the soil, then you basically wash it two more times with water, with kur water or kathir water, or even qaleel. In all the cases you have to wash it two more times. Even the running water, let me add here, running abijari, running water is also, you have to wash it two more times with running water. So this is the only thing in Islam where we need to, we use the soil rubbing before we wash it with the water. So these are basically the things that we learn about washing with water. And we did talk about the rulings in the toilet and washroom and all that. So basically water discussion is at the end now, and we will now move forward to earth. The earth was the second cleaning agent after water. Earth is a cleaning agent, that means it's a mutahhir. Mutahhir means something which is Islamically clean by itself plus serves as a cleaning agent for certain other things. Cleaning agent in the Islamic way. Islamic cleaning agent. So I mentioned it, it's cleaning agent for certain things, so which should be clear in the mindset. Earth is not able to clean all the things. So I cannot just, if I have blood on my finger, I cannot rub it on the soil and say, well, now it's clean. No, earth is not a cleaning agent for the finger. There are certain things only which can be cleaned by the earth, not everything. But it is part of the mutahharat. Before we come to those things which can be cleaned by the earth, we will first talk about the three conditions. The three shara'it which are required to be met. Three conditions need to be met, and then the earth can clean certain things. First of all, the earth surface must be tahir, pak, Islamically clean. You're not talking about hygienic cleaning, we're talking about Islamic cleaning. So the surface of earth, if it is najis, even if you walk over it, it's not going to benefit. The surface of the earth where you are walking with your shoes on has to be tahir itself. Then it can clean the certain things, including your shoes. Second of all, the earth must be dry. The surface of earth must be dry. If the surface of earth is wet itself, it cannot clean the bottom of the shoes or the soles. And third of all, the najasat for example, blood or mutanajjis, for example, najis soil. The soil that became najis, for example, must get removed. If the asli najasat, the main najasat, is still sticking on your soul, this is not going to work. Earth is not going to serve like this as a cleaning agent. You have to make sure the main najasat, asli najasat, or the mutanajjis thing, like the soil that has become najis and stuck to your soles of the shoes, sole of your shoes, must get removed by walking. So basically you have to make sure that the asli najasat, like the blood, or the mutanajjis thing, that means that other thing that was not najis by itself, it became najis by something else, like for example, some soil was not najis by itself, it became najis through something else. That soil stuck on the sole of your shoes. Through walking on the surface of earth, you make sure that that mutanajjis soil has been removed from the sole of your shoe through walking on the surface of the earth. So that's how, with these three conditions, the earth will serve as a cleaning agent. Now, how are we supposed to clean? Shall I remove this? Yeah. In order to clean, we have to wash so much that we make sure that there is no najasat remaining at all through walking. And that's where it is better to walk. Fifteen steps on the surface of the earth. But remember, if you walk even 15 steps, but you still find the najasat is sticking to the soul, even 15 steps are not enough. We are talking 15 steps after the three conditions are met. That means with 15 steps, you also make sure that najasat is no longer sticking to the soul of the shoe. Or any mutanajjis is not sticking to the sole of the shoe. And also keep in mind that your shoe will not become tahir, Islamically clean, if you walk on a carpet or hasir. Hasir means chatai. You know, made of kya kehte hain, skin of the tree. Bark. How do you spell it? Or leaves of the tree. Or even the grass. If you're walking over the grass, this is not going to clean your shoe soles. You have to walk on the dry soil of the surface of the earth. Likewise, it's not going to benefit if you walk on the paved pavements with asphalt on it, like the roads or concrete. Pavements made of asphalts or concrete is not going to serve the purpose. So there are only basically the only three surfaces which will help. Three surfaces of earth which help to make the soles of the shoe tahir. So only three surfaces serve as mutahir, a cleaning agent, Islamically cleaning agent. First is the soil, and second is the stones. If you're walking over the stones, and third is the brick roads. The roads or surfaces which are made of baked soil, which is a brick. So this is what we are talking about. Only the surface of earth, which means the soil, which is tahir, or the stones, which are tahir, or the brick roads and surfaces made of brick. If you're walking on one of those three, then the earth will serve as a cleaning agent. Those three has to be tahir themselves and dry, not wet. And najasat should be, or mutanajjis should be removed by you walking over it. So through walking, the najasat gets removed completely. If the najasat is still there, mutanajjis thing is still there, it's not going to serve the purpose and it will not be clean. One very important point to remember here is that earth serves as the cleaning agent, and all these things that we discussed, with one very much understood ruling, and that is the najasat, must have reached your shoe sole through walking. That means it cannot happen that I can make my shoe sole najis myself and then I start walking over the soil. This is not going to work, and this is not going to serve. Earth will not clean the najasat of the soul in that case. Earth serves as an Islamic cleaning agent only in the case when the najasat or the mutanajjis thing which reaches the sole of your shoe, it reaches through walking. While walking, your shoe got najis, and now you can make it clean through further walking. Okay? It's not that I can najis my shoe myself in the center and then I walk over the soil. Just not going to be clean by walking. This has to be very clear in our minds. So this also serves not only for the shoe sole, but also serves as the stick, and also for the tires. If you're walking with a walking stick and the tip of the stick becomes najis while you are walking, then you walk further steps and the tip of the stick will also become tahir, and likewise the tires of the car will also be tahir in the similar way if you are driving over the soil or the stones or the road which are made of brick. So these are the things which serve as that can be cleaned through the surface. Is that clear? If you are ready, I will just erase it. Okay, now let's go to the sun. The third cleaning agent is sun.
That means the sun rays.
And sun rays serve as a cleaning agent for Earth's surface. Second of all, the buildings. Third of all, the doors, windows, not Windows XP, or fixtures. That requires Apple operating system 3.0. Doors, windows, fixtures, even including the nails which are on the wall. Nails or nuts which are on the walls are part of the things which can be cleaned by the sun rays. Obviously there are conditions that we will come to those conditions very soon. Inshallah. And also hasir, chatai, that thing made of bark or leaves of the tree or the skin of the tree. And the last thing which is also cleaned by the sun rays is the trees and the plantations. So basically these are the things that are cleaned up by the sun rays. When the sun rays fall, we will learn very soon how long is the duration. Shar'an, we allow the sun rays to fall on these things for how long, and then we can say that the building is no longer najis, or the door or the windows or the roof or the fixtures or the hasir or the trees are no longer najis. And those are six conditions that we will discuss inshallah in the next class. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.